Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Derringer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Paul Derringer. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer spins and fires to second, with Myers covering, and Hack is picked off. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball towards center. Kraft settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Kraft. Nicholson moves to second. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers fields it and throws to second for the out. Nicholson moves to third. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a pop-up towards short. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gleason. Derringer reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gleason. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lombardi hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraft hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. Root strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-1 in the game. Myers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gleason, who is chasing the ball. Myers reaches third base with a triple. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Derringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Myers scores. It's 3-0, Reds. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to second. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Goodman is walked intentionally. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Werber moves to third. Goodman moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gleason hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lombardi hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 2 in the game. Kraft hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Derringer hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lombardi for a passed ball. Nicholson moves to second. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. Werber is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Charlie Root. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jack Russell now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Herman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lombardi hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Herman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 3 in the game. Kraft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Myers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gleason. Myers reaches second base with a double. Kraft goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Reds. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Derringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Myers scores. It's 5-0, Reds. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 4 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 3 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gleason is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.